Fellow South Africans, this is Dr. Arno van Niekerk, and as an economist, I can tell you that we really need to pray for our economy. We need to stand in the gap. The IMF recently announced that the global economy is in recession, which even places more pressure on the South African economy, which we know has been downgraded to below investment status, and that means our foreign debt servicing cost is increasing significantly, and we are seeing this with the rand weakening. And this means that our debt to GDP ratio is increasing to almost 65%, which places the country at risk of being in a debt trap. And we already have a lot of fiscal constraints. We have little space for the government to increase spending. Actually, we need government to spend less so that the fiscal deficit can come down. We are also in a place where there are inflationary pressure, which makes monetary easing so much more difficult. From a microeconomic level, particularly small, medium-sized businesses are under huge pressure due to their lack of financial reserves. And we need to pray that a liquidity crisis don't become a solvency crisis. And of course, we need to pray because the big risk is unemployment that increases. And from a macroeconomic level, we need the protection of income, especially people's spending money, and we need to pray against the slowing down of supply and demand in our economy. Some sectors, and a number of sectors actually, are under pressure. As we know, tourism and the aviation industries, construction industry due to the lockdown are under pressure, manufacturing, and of course education and financial services. This really gives reason to interceding for our country, interceding for the economy, every business in this country, and trust God for a supernatural intervention. Some sectors actually might improve during the crisis: the medical sector, the food and processing, even agriculture, the technology sector, and personal healthcare sector. So let's pray for that to sustain the economy and some of the other sectors that's so needed to improve. What we've seen with the global financial crisis of 2008 and 2009 is that the South African economy was shielded to a large extent to much of the brunt of that crisis. And we really need to pray now during this time also that our economy be shielded against some of the international repercussions from economic perspective, and at least we don't have a humanitarian crisis like many of the other countries, which at least reduces some of the risk and which could mean that our economy can pick up the moment the lockdown is over. So people, let's pray for our businesses, let's stand in the gap, trust God for supernatural intervention. We cannot allow faith during this time to go down. If you are concerned about your work, concerned about your business, now is the time to pray and to stand in the gap. So I want to pray for us that God gives us supernatural wisdom during this time, that God intervenes, but that He will show us the way forward. So I want to call upon you to pray for our economy, and let's pray now. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for fear, that people will not fear. We pray against fear. We pray that people will trust you, Lord, even with their jobs, that there would be job security, Lord. Maybe not in the physical yet, but Lord, that we will trust you, that you would secure our jobs in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for businesses, especially small businesses. Lord, we pray that you protect their cash flow, Lord, that you provide for them supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for new creativity in our economy, new opportunities, Lord. Lord, we pray for new economic thinking in a time of crisis, Lord, that our economy have kingdom principles, and that our economy's progress be aligned with your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the government, the right economic policy interventions, Lord. Lord, we pray that supply and demand in the economy will not contract, and that it will not cause a deepening of the recession of the economy in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the economy's ability to absorb shocks. And Lord, we pray that you increase and sustain the economy, that you buffer this economy against any worst form of decline in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray your protection all over South Africa, Lord, every business, every town, every person, Lord, every influencer in society, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask for wisdom. Lord, we ask for economic wisdom in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that we know that our trust is in you and that you are the provider for our nation. Lord, we place the economy of South Africa under your protection. In Jesus' name, amen.